Hello, I'm Halfcast.
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 Excuse me, standing on one leg, I'm Halfcast. Explain yourself. What you mean when you say Halfcast? You mean when Picasso mixed red and green is a half-cast canvas?
Excuse me, standing on one leg, I'm Halfcast.
The term half-caste is a really interesting piece of terminology.
You know, the sooner we stop using it, the better.
Half-caste is a word which has got really quite a long history.
The expression can be used without any malicious intent.
My name is Sharon Hall and I'm the founding editor of intermix.org.uk. I love this poem, actually. It's really funny because, you know, I have it up on the site and I've read it and read it, but actually to read it out, it gets you inside and it brings back so many memories of being called half caste when I was younger. And it's just really an emotional poem, and I can imagine exactly how he felt when he wrote it. I wish I'd wrote it. Explain yourself. What do you mean when you say half caste?
I am John Agard, and one of my poems is entitled Half Caste. To reflect upon a subject, it's an engaging way in. And so for some young people who are of mixed race, I've met a number of people, they really like reading that poem. It's a subject, I suppose, which touches so many, many people. So if it brings a smile, that's the beginning. Humor is the first step towards transformation, as opposed to feeling victimized. So the voice of the poem, it is not the voice of a victim.
You mean when Picasso mixed red and green is a half-cast canvas?
Looking at the subtext of the word, going right back to Latin, castus, purity, the implication that such a human being of mixed race is half purity. Implication is that purity has been diluted. Purity has been contaminated. Unfortunately, because of our Western conditioning and our very ethnocentric view on the world, that expression takes on a derogatory subtext.
I'm David Crystal. I'm Honorary Professor of Linguistics at the University of Bangor in North Wales. When it first started, it was a very routine descriptive term. It was a very literal term. In India, where the earliest references are, the caste system, and there's nothing pejorative about the term caste, that's simply how you describe somebody with a particular social level within the society. So somebody who is of mixed descent was quite naturally called half-caste.
Explain yourself.
Explain yourself.
What you mean.
What you mean.
When you say half-caste.
When you say half-caste.
And in Britain, I think the term became really rather uncomfortable once the socio-cultural situation in Britain evolved, with immigration becoming a main issue in the middle part of the 20th century. And so as soon as you get a situation where different racial groups are going to come into contact with each other, and if one group wants to insult another, it will look around for whatever terminology is available in society to talk about them. And a term like half-caste, which previously was being used in a fairly neutral way, suddenly started to be used in a very insulting way and as a term of contempt.
I find the word half-caste very offensive. I used it myself many years ago before I really understood what it meant. I never really liked it anyway. I never really felt comfortable with it. But now I know what it means, I find it very offensive.
You mean when light and shadow mix in the sky?
It's a half-caste weather.
My name is Bradley Lincoln. I'm the founder of an organisation called Mixed, supporting young people and professionals on the subject of mixed race identity. I don't think the term half-caste is offensive because in my experience, many of my family members used to call me half-caste. At that time, I didn't understand why I didn't like the term, but I needed to go back and do some research. And when I did some research, I found out that obviously caste means class, not colour. And it was the notion of being half of something which troubled me, but I don't think people use it purposely to be ignorant or offensive.
I'm not half of anything. I don't like the term caste. And, you know, the fact that you're half means you're just not quite anything.
The definition of half-caste, according to the Oxford English Dictionary. Sense one, a mixed caste, a race sprung from the union of two castes or races. Sense two, a person of mixed descent, especially in India, one born or descended from a European father and Indian mother.
Explain yourself. What you mean when you say half caste? You mean when light and shadow mix in the sky is a half caste weather? Well, in that case, England weather nearly always half caste. People are also excited by difference. It'll be a sad world if, because you're German, your genes has determined you and destined you to marry a German. It locks us in genetic boundaries. But the human being has something called imagination that is stimulated by curiosity.
I'm half Sri Lankan and half Scottish.
My mother is English and my father is from Barbados.
My mom is Portuguese and my father is black.
My mum is Indian Malaysian and my father is English Irish.
My father is black Jamaican and my mother is white English.
I'm from African Jamaican descent and I'm all of my mother and all of my father.
Some of them cloud half caste, till them over caste. So spiteful them don't want the sun to pass a rust.
Many teachers I worked with asked me in private, how do they describe a person from mixed race background? Do they call them coloured, half caste, quarter class, mixed race? Which says to me that they're actually uncomfortable and need some guidance, or we need some kind of common language policy. What I have found is that nobody agrees on the same term of mixed race who is not mixed race.
Explain yourself. What do you mean? When you say half-caste...
Half-caste.
Half-caste.
Language is powerful, and we are locked into language. And in a way, language creates a mindset. Words we use in a blasé way, without thinking, oh, this word could be offensive. So very often, language is at the heart of change.
There's been some terrible incidents of racial discrimination happening in this country. And I'm glad to say that it's not the general feeling of everybody. But, you know, there are still some people that have just got not very nice ideas. I mean, it's a social disease, isn't it? And, you know, we have to find a cure.
Well, in the process of writing a poem, you're not analysing your emotions. But obviously, if you're going to write a satirical poem, that presupposes a certain amount of distance from the subject. If you're just writing in a moment of rage, it may be genuinely felt, it may be sincere, but you could very well end up with a bad poem that's simply therapeutic. You're angry the moment you let it out. To achieve a space where you're writing satirically about the subject is a delicate balance of your emotions and your intelligence, you know, consciousness. You apply it all, you're being satirical. You're turning the world on its head. You're not just dealing with a matter of emotions. You're also dealing with language. So linguistically, you hope that you will find metaphors that are cohesive and organic to the poem.
You mean Tchaikovsky sits down at the piano and mix a black key
with a white key is a half-caste symphony.
Is a half-caste symphony.
When a poet uses a contentious term, there's always an agenda behind it. And what John Agard is doing is he's trying to reclaim a term that originally was innocent in many ways. And what John Agard has done with his half-caste poem is he's adopted a satirical view about it, really. He's taken the word and applied it to contexts where it doesn't normally appear.
You mean when Picasso mixed red and green?
You mean when Picasso mixed red and green is a half-caste canvas?
Half-caste normally collocates with people. I mean, it goes with people, it associates with people. And so you don't normally get half-caste referring to things like paintings and weather and all the other features that he refers to in his poem. Soon as you use it in that way, you suddenly see that there's a meaning in the term which could be construed as being insulting.
Explain yourself. What do you mean?
I'm listening to you with
the keen half of me ear.
So I think it's a very clever poem. in that by taking a word from one context, putting it into a whole set of different, unrelated contexts, you shed light on the original meaning of the term. And in this way, anybody who reads that poem, I mean, anybody who reads that poem with any sensitivity is not going to use the word half-caste. So I think it was a very successful effort to try and point out to people the carelessness with which a term like that can be used and the potential hurt that it can cause.
Or looking at you with the keen half of my eye.
The poem is a really good tool, but I think there are some other tools we can start to use, and we need to add some more vocabulary to half-caste because people may think that that's an appropriate term to use.
The way the poem comes across, there's so many different ingredients that go into making it, and that is exactly how a mixed race person is. There's so many ingredients that go in.
When I'm introduced to you, I'm sure you'll understand why I offer you half a hand.
Now, there is no logical reason why I had to choose Picasso. I could have chosen any painter. But I was fascinated when I read that Picasso was so inspired by African sculpture, the whole sense of disproportion to the Western eyes. Picasso took that sense of subversion of proportion as seen in African sculpture, applied it to the canvas, dislocating geometric expectations, and you end up with cubism. So for me, why I think Picasso is the right choice, cubism is a marriage of Europe and Africa, black, white. We come back to the theme of the poem, which is half-caste, and also by implication that such a human being is a beautiful canvas.
And when I sleep at night, I close half an eye.
No, I wouldn't refer to myself as half-caste. But if somebody didn't know me and said I was a half-caste gentleman, I'd probably explain to them that that term isn't used in the Caribbean. But if they mean it with goodness in their heart, for me to put them down could be equally arrogant as mine. My part, I'm not going to get paranoid and start correcting them and getting on a high horse and explaining, but I'll certainly say we don't use it in the Caribbean, and I'll point out the negativity, the baggage of it, without making them feel like small. You can feel human being interaction. If somebody means well and they don't mean to insult you, and then you turn around and on a high horse, put them down, you've closed the door and possible communication.
Consequently, when I dream half a dream.
Do I think the term half-caste will ever be eradicated? I hope it will, which will probably be very sad for John Agard's poem, although, you know, that poem is going to stand the test of time, really. We still have to tackle the way the rest of the world is using it, and it does appear occasionally in the British press, because they will reprint something that's been a story from another country where they have used the term. So it is reprinted. But certainly, you know, Africa, Australia, all them places are still using the term commonplace. It's in regular use. So I think we've got a long way. I think maybe John Agard should do a tour of Australia and Africa and just put them straight about that term. But, you know, I want it to be people look back at it and go, half-caste, what's that? You know, that would be nice for people to be able to do that. But unfortunately, I think there's always going to be people who bring the term up.
I half-caste human being.
Cast half a shadow.
Well, only if nobody uses it at all. And also if it stops being used in literary contexts where people might want to look it up. And this is the point. It's unlikely to disappear for that last reason. So in that sense, a word like half-caste coming into the language as it did at the beginning of the 18th century, maybe dying away a bit towards the end of the 20th or the beginning of the 21st century, will still have its place as a term that was used over a certain period of time, reflecting a certain period of English sociocultural history, and there for anybody to look up who encounters it. Anybody who reads a book from the 20th century or reads John Agard's poem, imagine that in 50 years' time or 100 years' time, still reading John Agard's poem, and they want to look up the meaning of the word half-caste, and so they'll do so, be able to find it. So in that sense, the word is always lurking in the wings.
And when moon begin to glow, I half-caste human being cast half a shadow. But come back tomorrow with the whole of your eye and the whole of your ear and the whole of your mind. And I'll tell you the other half of my story.